Hello.
Hello. Okay. You are still getting better at the intros.
It's a work in progress.
Yeah, it's not as bad as it was a couple of weeks ago, but we're here for another episode of Biting Reality Back.
What is the crack anyways? What have you been up to?
Oh, the crack has been 90. We're actually recording Monday evening because I sent Ryan a quite disheveled voice note yesterday informing him that I could in fact not record yesterday.
Classic Hannah.
It was. I felt really bad. I was actually at the beach when I was sending it. Yeah.
I was kind of, I'm going to be honest, I was like, I don't know if I want to do this today. And then you sent me the message and I was like, whew, off the hook.
Oh, amazing. Okay, amazing. It works out for us both. But yeah, my week was actually pretty fantastic. I had the week off.
Nice.
So I wasn't really working. I went to the beach on Wednesday. And when I tell you, I got the mother and father of all scaldings. Oof. It was so embarrassing. I was actually ashamed.
And did all your friends who are not from Ireland make fun of you for being sunburned?
I avoided them for 2 days until it went away.
That is the only logical thing to do because...
It is.
Europeans, they take their sun cream so serious.
But not even that. Most of my friends are Greek. They're tan already.
Yeah.
So, like, they just get darker when the sun shines. Yeah. See, we're desperate for a tan. Everyone else isn't as desperate for a tan as we are because we're like, oh my God, when's the next time we're going to see sun again?
That is true. We are desperate for tan.
We literally go on a 2 week holiday once a year, and that's what I spend my entire year looking forward to when I live in Ireland.
Yep. Even lads, though. It used to be just a girl thing, but like, lads full on love getting a bit of a tan.
Man, that is no way to live, though. That is literally no way to live. That's why I would have to think very, very, very hard before I would consider moving home.
The tan?
No, the lifestyle, like spending a whole year looking forward to your next holiday. That's bollocks.
That's a valid point.
Yeah, nah. But anyway, Wednesday at the beach, I was wearing sun cream. Like, that makes me sound like I'm just a fool, but I was wearing sun cream. But I was there by myself for the last few hours, and I just wasn't reapplying as much as I should.
You didn't have a watcher, a sunburn watcher.
Exactly. Yeah. Because when you're there with your friends, you're all watching each other being like, you're going red, put cream on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was doing it on the front because I could see the front getting red. But at the back, I was like, yeah, it feels a bit hot, but like it's 27 degrees. It is hot.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah.
Oh. Then I had a temperature. I had a temperature for like the next 2 days. I showed my mom and my sister, and when I tell you, they almost passed out from the laughter.
Like lobster?
Lobster, proper lobster.
Gross.
Yeah, it was really gross and quite embarrassing. But yeah, so I'm in the sea for the first time this year as well, Wednesday.
Very nice.
I know that makes me a bit of a pussy because it's the sea in Spain, not the sea in Ireland, but it was still quite cold.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no, I went in twice, like, but it wasn't... People would expect it to be warm, like it wasn't warm.
It's too early to be warm.
I love swimming in the sea, though. You don't want the sea to be warm. That's the whole point of it, like...
You don't want to be ice cold either, like.
Oh, I think the dopamine rush I get after that is like nothing else in the world. It's like, yeah, no, it's unbelievable.
It is good. It is good. But.
Yeah.
I think ours is just that tiny bit. I'd love it like a couple of degrees warmer.
Yeah. Spain is definitely warmer, like.
Yeah.
Like in Ireland, if you're not going in off a pier, you're not going because once you've jumped, there's no going back. Like it's done.
Yeah.
Whereas here, like I have to walk into the water, like at the beach. And if I was doing that at home, I'd get to my knees and I'd be like, fuck this, I'm away.
Yeah. Where else? So when I was in Fiji, oh, did I tell you I went traveling?
Oh, when I was in Fiji.
But they have like kilometers of like a really shallow reef, like that goes out kilometers, so it's okay. only like a meter.
Oh my god! So you can't like properly swim.
No, well, you can walk out, but like it's really stony or cordy, whatever you want to call it. But that water is like stepping into a bath. So if
you can,
it's rotten. So if you can imagine like being all sweaty and hot and then jumping into a hot bath, it's rotten.
Ew, I'd
pick
that.
No, I'd pick a cold, get into cold water over that.
So would I. I actually haven't swam here that the water has been really warm yet, because obviously I arrived at the end of September. Now, I arrived at the end of September having swam in the sea at home all summer. So, like, it was still really hot for me, but I was here with a girl from Italy. We went to the beach together and she could not get in the water. She was like, it's too cold.
They are quite sensitive to the cold water.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm not that much of a pussy, like, just a wee bit.
Yeah, that's... And the weather here has been the polar opposite.
I know. I'm so not surprised, though. I called my mom on Wednesday when I was sitting at the beach having a coffee before I lay down. And I said to her, I was like, I don't know how there's anyone left in Ireland.
What do you mean?
Because the weather's so bad.
What, do you think they're just going to get up and get a flight and fly away?
I just don't understand why everyone hasn't left.
Like why everyone lives
obviously
in Ireland?
Obviously population control and all that bollocks, but you know what I mean? Yeah. Like I don't know, it impacts my quality of life so much.
I mean, there's other things I would say impacts my quality of life in Ireland than the weather.
Yeah, there is. Everything's far too expensive.
Yeah.
But like you work so hard all week in the pissing rain for it to then piss rain on the weekend and for you to spend all your money on literally just being alive. Like none of it makes any sense to me.
I am hoping that we get one good week of summer, nice weather. That's what I'm holding out for.
One solid week, yeah. But Wash, you'll be working that week. You'll book the week after off and it'll piss rain the whole time.
Oh, I know.
Happens to me every year. Literally happens to me every year. Sorry, the rest of my week, yeah, weather unreal. Today it was 27 degrees. It's currently 8:45 and the sky is still blue outside. Like, I know the clock's going back is a bit jarring, or forward this time, but like, oh my god, it's unreal. Like, it's almost 9 o'clock, it's still bright outside.
It looks class. And even the sky, like that, the blue. You know that blue you see in the sky and you're like, that's a lovely day.
The summer's coming. That's a stretch in the evening.
Yeah. So jealous.
Yeah. I do miss hearing my dad saying like, oh, there's a great grand stretch in them evenings there now.
Oh, dads be dads.
I know. I do miss hearing him say that all the time around the house. But then we had one of the girls that used to live here with us. She came back over to visit from Thursday. Nice. She left this morning. And then another girl arrived Friday morning and she also left this morning. But we did a little bit of going out. And by a little bit, I mean way too much.
Right.
We went to a techno nightclub on Friday night.
Okay.
Arrived at 1 a.m. The girl who used to live with us, who was visiting, and also Kate that I live with, they tapped out around like 2:30. Me and the other girl, who I had just met for the first time that day, stayed until almost 5.
Gross.
In this techno club. Yeah. I love techno, though. What's your opinion?
Techno? Yeah, it's good, but, like, I don't know.
I love techno.
I won't go to a nightclub just because, oh, there's techno in that nightclub.
Why?
I just don't... I don't know, like, it's good for an hour and then I'm like over.
No, I'm of the opinion it's the best kind of music for going out now, to be honest. Oof.
You see, you're still only a baby. Well, give it another couple of years and you'll be...
No, the thing for me with techno is it's such a singular experience when you go to a techno nightclub. Like, no one's looking at you dancing, nobody's there to pull anybody else. Like, you're literally just there, you're in the zone by yourself and it's perfect.
You're lucky that it's kind of dark, or you would have seen my facial expression. when you said that.
No, I like techno.
I get your point. It's kind of like you're off in your own little world.
Yeah, exactly. Whereas, nobody else is annoying you, and you don't have to feel self-conscious about anything because everyone's just concerned about themselves there.
Yeah, fair.
You know, it's good. Now, if it's bad techno you're listening to, you're not going to have a good time. Like, you have to make sure that what you're going to listen to is something that you enjoy.
Yeah.
You know? So we went to the techno nightclub Friday, left at 5 a.m, stumbled home around 6. Yeah, not great. Then Saturday went to like a bar club kind of thing just outside the city centre.
Uh-huh.
Left there around 3 and then heard whispers from some of the group that they were going to like a proper nightclub at 3. And me and this girl, Erin is her name again, that I met on Friday morning. She's Kate's friend. Me and Erin went to the nightclub at 3, stayed there till 6:30. Six in the morning, I'm sitting outside the nightclub on the ground, like telling everyone how much I love them. And like, it was intense.
Not for me.
We stayed there so long that we could actually get the morning bus home. We got on the 7:04 bus, like in the morning. And the bus driver goes, "Buenos dias, chicas." I was like, "Oh my God, good morning, what? Sir."
Oh, Hannah.
Yeah, it was really rough. And then, oh my God, we spent so long chatting on the bus, right? I was looking at the map and then like we were chatting. It was just me and her on the bus. Like it was our own private little tour. I'm pointing at stuff out the window and we're chatting away and I'm telling her where we are. And then she was like, "Where are we supposed to get off?" We'd gone like 6 stops past where we were supposed to get off the bus.
Not surprised.
It was going to drop us off like literally a like 8-minute walk from the house. We had to walk like 20 minutes back, but we got to walk 20 minutes back through the proper city centre, like the old town. It was nice.
I do love a walk home when you're shit-faced.
We weren't shit-faced at this stage, though. We were quite well recovered, but like when we came out of the nightclub, it was getting bright. So yeah. It kind of, yeah, we were walking through the main square at like 7:45 and we were like, maybe we should just get a coffee now and kind of stay awake because we have to get up at 10:30.
I was about to ask you that. Like, what do you get on the way back?
Yeah, we thought McDonald's would be open and we get McDonald's breakfast.
It wasn't.
And no, it wasn't. It's still closed. I know, how heartbreaking is that? Yeah, so we got 2 cappuccinos and 2 chocolate croissants and we sat in the city centre while old ladies were going to mass.
You had me until old ladies going to mass.
It was really bad. I was standing there and I was being like, this is the centre and this is and so pretty right now. And then like this old little lady was just walking into the cathedral. I was like, this is a disgrace. That's what this is. Jesus Christ. It was really fun.
Yeah. It sounds like a lot. It sounds quite hard on the body.
Well, actually, right now... can't tell this story in the podcast, so I'll tell you after. But yeah, it was grand. What was I gonna say? Oh yeah, we got home and slept for 2 hours. I got up again at 11 and went through the whole day yesterday. Now in fairness, when I sent you that voice note, we were just after having food and I had a pint with my food because I was like, maybe this will just like revive me again. And my eyes were physically closing, like when I was sending you that voice note, I was like, I can't do this today.
Is that actually a thing? Like, does that work? Or is, surely that's a myth, getting
the cause
pint.
Is the cause is the cure.
I don't know if that's a thing.
But it's only not the cure me. Because, no, you're just topping back up again.
You're just delaying the inevitable.
Yeah, 100%. But that's the only pint I had yesterday. Went to bed... Like, had a very chill evening yesterday and came home, watched some fireworks because today's a bank holiday. Don't know what bank holiday, don't ask me. And, like, chilled in the house, watched some TV, went to bed. Got up this morning, perfectly grand.
Nice.
Just been chilling all day. Like, went out, taught a class, went out to the park, saw a mascleta, which is, like, fireworks in the middle of the day at, like, 2:30.
What?
Yeah, they do. During Fias, they did it every day for 3 weeks, mascleta.
Yeah, but that's over now. So why are they still doing it?
They did the one today because it's the bank holiday. It's obviously whatever bank holiday it is.
They love their fireworks there.
It's so fun. I love fireworks.
Can you buy fireworks there?
Yep.
Did you buy any?
No, actually, ironic enough.
You should.
See, I'm not really interested in the thrill of setting them off. I just love how pretty they are. And I quite like the noise.
You're such a girl.
I know.
It's such a girl thing. Like, it's such a lad thing. I
always want my dad to do it for me.
But lighting them yourself is the best part.
No, see, I totally disagree.
I think every lad listening to this will agree with me. Lighting them is the best part.
That's worth a poll. That's worth a poll.
Yeah. Without a doubt. I'd nearly put money on it.
Yeah.
Can we put money?
Are we allowed?
Yeah, well, if we're not allowed, we can just like beep, 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 beep. I bet you beep.
Okay.
That's about a tenner.
That's fine. Yeah, perfect.
Okay.
I bet a tenner more people will enjoy watching them than setting them off.
No, I'm betting that every lad will say lighting them is better than watching them.
Okay, well, you're going to lose that bet, but it's only a tenner. That's fine. Hey. You survive. What about your week? Sorry that I rambled on there for a while.
Less interesting than yours.
Surprise, surprise.
Surprise, surprise.
Surprise. Oh, I have no voice yet again, but like it is what it is.
We move.
We move.
My week, I'm just so busy at work, right? And my week is over. It's just a blur, and then it's over, and then it's the weekend, and then I'm trying to cramp so much into the weekend, and then my weekend is over, and then I have to do it all over again, all over again.
And it's Monday again. That's life, baby. That's life.
I know. I feel like I just need a day. I need a day to reset. A little rind day.
Little rind day. Do you know what I think the thing is, though? And maybe I'm just saying it very hippy-dippy now because I'm, like, pretty chilled out, but I think once you're happy where you are, like in the physical, geographical place that you are, it doesn't seem like that. Like my work week is like just such a small part of my life now. Even though it's like hours wise, it's like the same. But I walk to work in the sun. I walk home from work in the sun. I have my weekend to do whatever I want. It's not like, work was like the biggest part of my life when I was living at home. Whereas now it's like not.
See, I really like my work.
Okay.
Really like it. Don't like traveling to it. That's a bit shit. But overall, I'm really liking what I'm doing. I'm really liking where I am. I'm like so content. It's just a busy, busy couple of weeks for me.
Yeah, well, that's fair enough. They kind of come and go, I suppose. Do you want to move to Dublin?
No.
Is that like your plan?
No.
Yeah, I think it's... I don't get Dublin personally. I only lived there in my first year of college, but I wasn't a huge fan.
Yeah, I think Dublin... Like, I lived in Dublin for nearly 7 years.
That long?
Yeah.
I didn't know it was for that long.
Yeah, nearly 7 years.
Jesus.
Did I like it? At times, really liked it. At times, I hated it.
But at times, you can like anywhere.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Do you know, I have never hated this place, ever.
Yeah, fair.
But I'm only here, what, like 8 months so far? 7?
You're there a while.
Yeah, I am there a while. And I haven't had a single day where I'm like, oh, I hate this place. Like,
oh, God, the weather. Ugh.
Yeah. Well, no, there's been rainy days and stuff, but like rainy days here aren't as depressing as rainy days at home. Because you know there'll be an end.
See, back again, the rainy days are annoying to me, but they're not. It doesn't alter my mood if it's rainy or not rainy.
Yeah, because you're just brainwashed into accepting it.
No, it's not brainwashed.
It is. It's years of brainwashing has gone into this.
No. My dad has a theory that with global warming, that you know the way everyone goes on hot holidays?
Mm.
People are going to go to Ireland because it's not hot.
I've gotten really freaked out about that whole, the whole climate crisis thing of late, because not only is it like the environment that's fucked, like all the places that we live, all the food that we eat, all the water that we drink, everything like that is fucked. Not only is it the weather that's fucked, that everything's getting either too hot, either too wet, either mm-hmm. too cold, you know, all of the above. It's also that like the population's getting so massive around the globe that we're literally going to run out of space to build houses in which people can live.
Not right away.
Soon though. Not that far away. The population is like over 8 billion now.
Mm. There's still a lot.
It's crazy.
Like, we are really pushing it.
There's a lot in Ireland, but when you, like, I think also it's probably talking to people from all around the world now, but like,
there's really not in Ireland. Like, Ireland has...
No, go on. One of the girls that lives in Greece, her, like, entire house flooded 2 years ago. Her whole area, like, completely flooded to the point where, like, their houses are still destroyed and stuff. Mm-hmm. And that has never happened before. That's obviously part of the climate crisis. Another lad was telling me that in Argentina, the cities have gotten so built up now that, like, there's no sunlight getting in because they just don't have enough room to build more houses to house people.
Yeah, Ireland doesn't have that problem. Yes.
No, not
but
yet.
But I'll tell you what the bigger issue is that every capital city, the highest populated cities in the world are always near what?
Water.
And what is happening to the water?
And sea levels are rising.
Yeah, that's a bigger issue.
Oh yeah, no, I know, but like, there's so many other issues that like you can't even just focus on one because one is connected to another that's connected to another that's connected to another that's connected to another, and it's just a never-ending cycle of problems mm-hmm. that can't be solved.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I'm not 100% sure because I haven't done the research as to whether it is that they can't be solved or that we as a human race are not willing to make the sacrifices that we need to make in order for them to begin to be solved.
We can't go... We've done that much damage that we can't fix the damage that we've done. But what we are trying to do is try and lessen our impact to slow down global warming. Global warming is going to happen regardless. No matter what happens, global warming is going to happen. Is happening. There's nothing mm-hmm. that we can do to stop it. We've already done our damage to it. What we need to do is lessen our damage to it.
But we're just continuing to do it like it's madness. Actually, can we talk about something else? Because I'm starting to get depressed.
Yeah, it's pretty depressing.
Yeah, it is. Go on. End of your week.
End of my week.
You need a Ryan reset.
Yeah. I need a Ryan reset. I feel like because I've just been packing my weekends with as much stuff as I can. And then I'm not leaving Ryan time. Just to like deload. I need
to get
deload
time
week.
In the evening, though.
Not really. Like in work, I'm too tired to enjoy Ryan time, like chill out time.
Okay, yeah. See, I enjoy Hannah time when my room is clean and my washing's done and my dinner's cooked and I've had a shower and I'm in my fresh jammies and I'm in bed. And other than that, I find Hannah time is more like rot away time.
I feel that.
Do you get? Yeah, do you mm-hmm. know what I mean? It's not actually that enjoyable, but you can't stop yourself from doing it because you're wrecked.
Yeah, for me, it's like, it's weird. I like getting up really early and doing things and then like having everything neat and tidy, like all your stupid shit done that when you come back home or when you sit down, you're like, I've nothing else to do.
I really want to start getting up to see the sunrise.
What time is your sunrise?
It's not mad early yet. It's at like 7:30 still. Like it's bright. It's bright from between 6 and 6:30.
Uh-huh.
But it's the sun isn't actually rising until between 7:30.
Okay.
So I think I might try and do that. Might do that tomorrow.
Did you do that thing I asked you? The little challenge I gave you last week?
Yeah, I did actually. It was done by Tuesday, but then it got completely undone when there was four girls getting ready at the weekend. Yeah. I swear to God.
What a coincidence.
I actually, do you know what I did on Thursday? I took every single t-shirt that I own out of my wardrobe and I refolded them all and put them back in. Just randomly.
That's commitment.
It was. And I did all the tidying and stuff, but now it does look like a bomb exploded behind me. I'm really glad you can't see it.
Okay, another thing. Why have you not sent in the picture of you in your curly wig?
Because no one will ever marry me if anyone sees those pictures. So I'm waiting until someone has made the mistake and then you'll see them.
I like how you're owning it. Yeah. Go you.
100%. 100%. I'll send you the picture because, like, I don't give a fuck about that. But I don't trust that you won't show it to the rest of the world. So I'm going to hedge my bets for another while.
I wouldn't trust me with a picture. Absolutely.
Exactly.
Not.
Exactly.
Okay, Laurie. Moving on. Let's get into it.
Moving swiftly on. Okay, today we're talking about attraction. Attraction.
Okay.
Okay. The thing that I got the most feedback from people about was things that they've done to make themselves seem attractive to other people.
Okay.
Okay, so I have been guilty of this in the past, right? Yeah, I have been guilty of this in the past. But I am a very certain type of person that, like, there are very few things that I really, really don't enjoy doing, right?
Okay.
Yeah, so generally it's the thought of new things that I don't like, and then when I do them, I actually find that they're not that bad.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, I have pretended to like cars. ended up liking cars, right? Pretended to like sports. Ended up liking sports. What else? Pretended to like the gym. Ended up liking the gym.
Okay.
And now I like cars, sports, and the gym. But the thing that I have the problem with is no one has ever pretended to like something for me.
Is this a thing? Is this a boy-girl thing? Do you think?
Don't know. I don't know.
Do you know what?
So, look, the feedback that I got, and I'm not naming names, and I'm only telling you one specific story because it's the cutest thing I've ever heard. But the feedback that I got was this, like, people change themselves in order to make themselves attractive to other people. And in the process, they try a lot of new things, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a benefit.
Yeah.
To this kind of situation, right? So people have told me that they've tried new sports, they've tried new hobbies, they've done research on new things that they weren't that interested in before. The most popular one I got, though, was tried drugs. So we'll leave that where it is. Yeah, and you can, like, if you think about it, that would be a big one. Like, I could imagine, like, that would be a big one.
When you're younger, like...
Yeah.
Not so much, yeah. Do you know what I thought?
Does that count as peer pressure, though? Because no one's actually pressuring you to do it. Like, no one pressured me into liking Gaelic. No, I can't play it, but I love watching it now.
Not really. It's more like, not self-pressure. Is it?
Yeah, it is pressure? Like self-pressure. It is, I suppose, like self-pressure.
Interesting.
But yeah.
I wasn't expecting
specific,
that.
Yeah, have you ever done anything like that? You weren't expecting that, really?
Drugs, no.
Interesting.
I was more thinking like hikes. You know the way everyone pretends they love hikes? It's like a thing.
I've never, ever pretended to love hiking, ever.
If you go on Tinder or any of the dating apps, it's so weird that everybody loves hiking.
No, I tell them flat out, I will not hike. Like, no, that's not true. I have hiked. If I know that there's a gorgeous view or something, I'll hike. But I fucking dragged my arse the whole way up Crowpatrick to stand there and look out at cloud.
Yeah.
We could see nothing. After that, I said to myself, Hannah, if you don't want to go, don't fucking go. Stay at home.
But I feel like it's a trendy thing to be into. Does that make sense?
I don't think there's anything trendy about the stuff people wear on a hike.
Where on the hike? That's your issue.
What's trendy about them ugly ass boots?
No. Not the outfits. I'm talking about it's trendy to like hiking.
If the outfit isn't cute, I'm not going.
That's valid.
Mm-hmm. I could, right? I'm the world's worst tennis player, but I could persevere there if I had to because the outfit is cute.
Yeah.
You know? Okay. Like cycling. I don't like it. I don't want to do it. And the outfit is atrocious. It's off the list.
And cyclists are dickheads.
I don't know about that now. It seems like their only personality trait is cycling, but like that's, you know, it is what it is.
I was reversing into the parking space outside my house. So, you know, obviously, you know where my house is.
Yeah. That's a bit precarious of a place to park, in fairness.
Not really. So I stopped.
But go on.
I put my indicator on and I go to reverse into my spot.
In fairness, you should have put your indicator on before you stopped. But anyway.
I'm not even entertaining that.
Go on. I'm listening.
So I start reversing. Well, actually, I look back and I'm about to start reversing and a fucking cyclist goes in through the inside, like, and there's literally, there's like a foot, you know the way you go forward because I have to reverse into it. So there's like a foot, maybe a little bit more between the car that I've stopped beside and he goes fucking dives in around the inside of that.
Oh my God. I nearly hit a woman the last day I was coming to your house, literally on the bridge, like at the top of the street.
Not surprised. Like,
she just crossed the fucking road as I was turning right down the bridge.
Yeah.
They're what fucking idiots. What a dose, man. Yeah. Part of me, now 99% of me was absolutely shitting myself. Like, thank God that didn't happen. But the other 1% was like, I wish I hit her just to teach her a lesson.
Sassy.
Okay, yeah. Go on.
Okay.
Have you tried anything to be attractive to someone else? You definitely have. You told me you tell lies on dates all the time.
I haven't lied about being interested in something, but I've done something. Is it the same thing? Like, I'm always up for trying, like, something new, and I'm, like, super open.
Yeah, I think that's what it is with me as well.
Yeah, like, I'm open. You
know, like, I don't pretend that I know shit about shit that I don't know about.
Yeah, but I'd be like, yeah, I haven't done that, but fuck it. Why not? That would kind of be... I'd be more like that than feeling like...
Tell us a
lie
you've told on a date, please.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't.
Why?
I'm trying to think what... Like, I don't know if I have.
He has too many to choose from. That's all that's wrong with him. I could see him right now. You just can't.
Oh, I haven't told any big ones.
Oh, boring. Boring.
I don't need to tell lies.
Okay, that's bollocks. If you listen back to the previous two episodes of this podcast, you will hear him admit to lying on dates. Anyway, moving on. The only specific story that I have on this topic is... One of my friends said that when he was in primary school, he really fancied this girl, and like young in primary school. I don't know how old because the classes aren't the same, but anyway. This girl he really fancied, her favourite animal was a dolphin, right?
Oh.
And yeah, cute. Like, dolphin's a pretty good solid choice. One, isn't it? And have you ever seen a dolphin?
Yep.
Okay, park that for 1 second. So... Yeah, her favourite animal is dolphins, and they had to give a presentation to the class, like a public speaking thing, and he chose his topic as dolphins so that she'd like him. Yeah, isn't that really sweet?
I like that.
I love that one.
Yeah.
I love that one.
Wait,
seen a dolphin. Okay, go on.
What lies have you told?
On dates.
Or just to the opposite sex?
Oof. I can't think of one offhand. Boring, but I probably have lied.
Boring.
Well, actually, no. Genuinely, that's not true. I'm the straightest person ever. I had a situation at the weekend that I really want to tell you about. It was so bad. So disgusting. But anyway. And I don't fuck about. Like, I don't do the whole, like... oh, what's going on? Blah, blah, blah. You know, like, either spit it out or move on. Like, I can't be arsed.
Sassy.
No, like, I don't. It's too much hassle. Like, why would you be arsed?
I hate tiptoeing. It's no, my pet
I don't.
Peeve.
I don't tiptoe. I don't tiptoe because I don't have the energy.
Yeah, it's not worth the hassle.
I'm about as subtle as a fucking wrecking ball. Like, I just can't do it.
Right, moving on. Dolphins. Where have I seen a dolphin?
Yeah. I've never seen one. Yeah.
I've seen them in Donegal.
No way.
Yeah. Seen them on holidays in Spain. I've seen them
where in Spain?
Beside Malaga. And then I think.
Interesting. Do you ever touch one?
No.
Oh, I want to touch one. If I'm going to see it, I want to feel it as well. You're so immature. You are so immature.
Oh, God.
That wasn't even funny. Okay, anyway. So, this brought me then on to the topic of what do I find attractive in a person?
Okay.
Typically, right? Mm-hmm. And me and the girls had a few conversations about this and we came up with two stereotypes that are in fact real.
Okay, hit me.
Okay. So, a man in a suit is automatically double as attractive as he was not in a suit.
I feel like that's a proper thing.
Oh no, that's true. Like, yeah. I've gathered information from many, many girls over the weekend. That's what all my going out did this weekend. I got to quiz so many girls about this. It's true.
Nice.
Right? If you're a four and you put a suit on and you're like by yourself acting normal, you're automatically an eight.
I had a picture of me in a suit on my Tinder profile.
Yeah. Like, that's a good one to have on your Tinder profile.
Yeah. Take note, boys.
It is. Now, a shirtless picture as the first picture on your Tinder profile.
Gross.
I'm swiping left. It's disgusting. Put your fucking top on.
Stupid.
Now look, a shirtless picture is grand, two or three photos in, but the first one is too intense. It's not a good look for you.
There's just no need. I feel like unless you're 19, there's no need for it.
Yeah, there is no need. Like a girl putting a bikini picture up as her first picture, it's just too intense. Like,
there's no need for it. I'm all for a bikini pic, but not your first one.
The first one, like, it just gives I'm obsessed with myself and there's no room in my life for you.
Or there's nothing actually interesting about me and I have to use my sexual features.
So here's me naked. Yeah, fair. So man in a suit, right. Now, obviously this gets more complicated if you start putting multiple men in suits together.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because then you're going to be able to compare how good-looking one man is in comparison to another based on, you know, but they are still more attractive in a suit than outside of a suit.
Yeah, no, that's definitely a thing. Has to be.
That's girl math. That is girl math.
Yeah.
Okay, but act normal. If you're acting like a freak when you're wearing a suit, you're unattractive. And then they've already seen you in a suit, so you've no weapons left in your arsenal.
Right, what else do you have? That was a good one.
Okay, the other one is, backwards baseball cap.
It's all over my TikTok, the last...
Man, it's sexy as fuck. Backwards baseball cap.
Okay, I have another one. Similar topic. Sunglasses, but you have them sitting on your head.
Yeah, sunglasses as a hairband. Yeah. Is that attractive?
No, I'm not... I'm asking, like, is for you? Do you think it is?
No. On a fella? Okay. No.
Yeah.
Your hair's not long. What are you holding back?
How do you know their hair's not long?
The only reason a girl... Well, in general, lads' hair does not typically be long. If it is long, you look like a girl. If it's not long, you're just acting like a girl.
Okay, so it's a no from you?
It's a no from me.
Okay.
I think other people... Now, look, like, there's nothing wrong with it. It doesn't make much odds, but it's not like the backwards baseball cap where I'm like, oh, smash. For no reason other than he's wearing a baseball cap backwards.
Okay. that's, I've seen a lot on TikTok about that.
Now, there are obviously, quite obviously, exceptions to every single rule. But, like, you know, as in general.
Yeah.
This is the formula. Yeah, I love a piercing.
Where?
I do love a piercing. It doesn't really matter, actually.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, like, obviously, the face area. Like, nose and ear are probably the winner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love a nose piercing in a lad. Eyebrow, I can take, but it can be a bit...
It can be
hair or miss. It can be hair or miss.
I think you're only saying that because of Saltburn.
Of Saltburn? Oh, I hadn't thought of that. He was hot with an eyebrow piercing. Mm.
I've never heard...
Okay, I'm sticking with it. It could be hit or miss, but it's hot.
Okay.
Lip piercing's not that into. I just feel like when I'm kissing you, it would kind of make me scared.
Yeah, unless you're in like a heavy metal band.
I think they're hotter on a girl than a guy. I think nose piercing is quite hot on a guy. Eyebrow piercing is hotter on a guy than a girl.
Yeah, see, eyebrow piercing, when I was growing up, was you only got that if you were like a proper, proper townie. Like a bit of a scumbag.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we're grown now. I'm not talking about when we're young. I'm talking about now. Do you know what I mean? It would have been more of a like country thing when I was growing up.
Yeah.
When I was a teenager, like boy racers would have been getting their eyebrows pierced.
Mm-hmm.
But now I think it can be a smash. But maybe I've been brainwashed by Saltburn.
I reckon you have.
Oh, I'll take it. Honestly, I'll take it.
It happens.
Oh, he is one of the hottest men alive. But he's too tall. He's too tall.
How tall is he?
6'4".
That's very tall.
Or 6'5", maybe. No, not that there's anything wrong with a tall man. I'm just too short for that tall of a man.
It's an inconvenience.
I'm only 5'1". He'd have to bend in half to even be able to hear me.
Yeah. I have a friend who's 5'4". Anytime we get a photo, like, I can't do anything with it because I look like a midget. And I'm smallish, but I'm not small.
5'4" is what you just said.
Sorry. 6'4". Sorry.
Okay. Yeah, like, in fairness, my dad's a foot taller than my mom.
Mm-hmm.
My mom's 5'3", my dad's 6'3". Mm-hmm. But, like, that to me is just a lot. And I have this thing, and my friends can vouch for me on this. I will automatically go for a short man if we're in the nightclub.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know what it is. But I think it is the convenience of the fact that, like, now, obviously taller than me, but that's basically every man anyway.
See.
But, like.
Girls have, like, without a doubt, girls, even on, like, girls' Tinder profiles, they'll have, must be 6 foot. Like, it's but such a requirement.
Maybe she's 5'10". Like, I get always. That.
Yeah, that I get, but.
Yeah.
A lot of people, it's not. Like, it's such. I would say for women, how tall you are is. I don't know. I could be wrong.
I never noticed that I went for short men until I started looking at. I don't know how to finish the sentence I was just about to say. My past preferences, per se.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that was the common denominator. I don't have a type other than that.
Do a poll. Does how tall a person?
No, I'm not doing that. Because I know that you're right. I know that I'm the smaller end of that scale.
Okay.
But for me, I don't like a man that's too tall because I measure 155 centimetres and I want to be able to, like, make eye contact with you.
Yeah, and you don't want to go on your tippy toes. Do you?
If I'm with a fella who's, like, 5'10", I'm on my tippy toes.
Okay. Is 5'10 small?
No.
Okay, good answer.
But it's not, like, outrageously tall either. Do you know what I mean?
I know.
But what was the other thing I was going to say? Yeah, it was, I think... I don't know who's made this observation about me, but, yeah, that's my type, small men. Other than that, what do you make of like internet? Oh, what about tattoos? Visible tattoos.
Really like, I think they're hot.
Yeah, I think they're hot, right? But that seems like a short term thing for me.
A tattoo is a short term.
The hotness of a tattoo is a short term thing, I think, for me.
Kind of see what, yeah, kind of see your point.
Yeah, but like I grew up in a household where like both my parents absolutely hate tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
Like they don't have any. And then like me and my sister have some, but again, they're not really visible. And I think maybe I've been brainwashed a wee bit by that in my growing up to just not really like them in a long-term partner.
Yeah, I wouldn't share that. I don't think it's short-term for me. Like, I think they're good. They're nice.
Yeah, yeah. All I can think about is like, what are they going to look like when you're old? But you're actually not going to give a fuck because you're going to be old and you don't.
You're
going
to be married to them anyways. You're not going to say, "Oh, he's a lovely person," but and like, I'm really happily married.
Look shit now that he's wrinkly.
He may get a new tattoo or get rid of it. That's an option.
No, I know. Yeah, that's so true. Actually, do you know what? I take that back. I don't think it's a short term thing. I have a peeve with internet dating though.
What?
It's all geared towards looks. Absolutely everything about it is geared towards looks.
Yeah. What ones are you on? Have you been on Hinge?
No. Because I don't want to actually talk to people. Sorry.
Okay. Well, I'm trying to help you out here, gal.
I know. No, I haven't. But I've talked to the girls on Hinge and the only thing that they've told me about going on Hinge is that the men are hotter and that's why I should go on it.
Yeah, maybe.
Doesn't seem possible.
It's more geared up for like a relationship. I think it's better. Like Tinder's better.
See when I hear the word relationship still, right? It gives me this feeling in my stomach that like it tightens up as if I'm about to retch.
God, Hannah. Come on.
I swear to God.
You're not a teenager anymore. You need to be able to talk about these things.
Don't remind me. No, I'm not joking. Yeah, I have some form of PTSD. I'm not going back there. Not going back. No. Not anytime soon anyway.
Well then, maybe dating apps just isn't for you.
Yeah, I suppose. But yeah, well, I'm not going on any dates. I went on like one. I might go on another few, like whatever, but I'm not, you know, like I'm not actively looking to go on dates at the minute. I'm too bored. I'm having too much fun with my friends and I'm kind of busy.
Yeah, so you do.
You know, like I'm not too busy to go on a date if I really, really wanted to go on a date, but I don't. So like, why would I squeeze that into my schedule that can be filled with things that I find more fun?
You don't need to go on a date then.
Yeah. But no, I don't love the fact that it's all geared towards looks because for me, the person that I am in those pictures is not the person that I am day to day. And I know for a fact that everyone else is putting their best foot forward there. Mm-hmm. And if that's their best foot, it's only downhill from there. And I know that when people look at my profile as well and it kind of freaks me out.
Looks wise?
Yeah.
No.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you're putting your best foot forward in those pictures.
Well, yeah, you have to.
Yeah. It's crazy, though.
It's not just looks, like, a bit of personality.
It is. If you have a bio, no one's reading it. I promise you, no one's reading it.
You need to get on Hinge.
Okay, I'll do that and I can report back next week.
Okay. You'd probably be married.
What did you say?
You'd probably be married next week if you go on Hinge.
Married is fine. Relationship.
It's the same thing.
No, it brings on the gags. I can't. I actually can't.
You're just going to skip the whole relationship and just go straight for marriage.
If solid there's money logic. In it, no problem. No problem.
Wow.
No, no, absolutely not. Sure, I'm only a baby. Only a baby. I'm
just a baby.
Literally, I'm just a girl. I'm just a girl. Have we anything else? What else? Will you give me some that you think is typically... Give me some that's typically attractive in girls that people think is like a stereotype or not true or whatever.
In girls, tan. But I don't think girls do that for lads anyway.
Tan is attractive.
No, it's... Wait, do you want is or isn't?
Either. But just tell me what it is after you tell me it.
Fake tan.
Isn't attractive.
Gross. Disgusting.
You like your women pale.
No lad looks at a girl and goes, gee, she's awful pale.
Ryan, I guarantee you that's because you've never seen a girl in Ireland her natural skin colour.
Maybe. That's a good point.
White girls in Ireland without tan are basically blue.
I feel like girls put tan on for girls.
Girls put tan on for themselves. See, when you put on a layer of fake tan, you instantly lose half a stone.
Is that really?
Instantly, you look so much thinner and so much better, and you feel like you're glowing. And like you have no idea what Thursday night tanning does for your self confidence.
Might give it a try.
You should. Now, I gave it up since I moved here, and I also didn't tan for the 8 months I lived in Amsterdam because, one, you can't buy it, and two, nobody else wears it.
Yeah.
But, like, when I was doing it, it is a very constant cycle of, like, you put it on, you feel great, it's wonderful. 4 days later, you look like a loaf of tiger bread, and you have to spend the next 2 days, like, ripping your skin off just to do it all again. But, like, yeah. It's wonderful. What?
Oh, God. Just can't relate.
No, I know. You have no idea. You know, getting ready is the best part of the night out, and it takes literally like 2 days.
Can't relate.
Like, if you're coming up to a big, big thing, like a big night out,
yeah,
or like you're going to a wedding, or like it's your 21st birthday or your 30th birthday, or like whatever it is, it's a big deal. You're like... 2 days before going to get your lashes and your eyebrows done and probably a wax and like all that jazz. Then you're coming home.
Can you not just wax yourself?
Are you having a laugh? Do you know where we're talking about waxing?
Yeah, well, can you not just do that yourself?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not? Give it a try and get back to me.
I don't know. Right, okay.
Just do one patch. One small patch.
No, I did a couple of patches on my legs.
I simply don't believe you.
I swear. 1,000% I did.
Look, swear leg down. Wax, arm wax, not bad. Underarm wax, quite sore.
Right, so you do it because it's too sore to do yourself.
Other wax, no, because you're never going to get it as good yourself, and also you wouldn't be able to stick the pain to keep going. You might get the first one off.
Also, you might look a bit silly or feel a bit silly, would you?
Well, like you're not going to have an audience, I presume.
Yeah, I'd just be thinking, like, what if someone walked in?
Have you ever heard of a lock?
No.
Well, get to know it. But no, look, the angle wouldn't be great. It would be extremely painful. You wouldn't get all the hairs out the first time around. You'd have to go for a second round. No. The €50 that it cost to have someone else do it, just pay them.
Okay. Notice.
So brows, lashes, wax, done. Following day, you're coming home. You're doing the everything shower after work that day. The everything shower. You're like washing your hair, shaving your legs, getting yourself, you're using all the potions. You're doing a face mask. You're like, you're pampered, right?
I think I get it.
You're moisturized until you look like a glazed donut by the time you're finished. And then you're putting on the tan. And then you're getting ready for the actual outing, which takes like, it's time.
Boys just get their hair cut.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Oh my God, I didn't even mention getting your hair done. You know, getting my hair done takes like 5 hours.
Yeah, I do know.
And definitely four anyway.
I also know how much it costs and like girls, come on.
It's crazy, come on. Isn't it? It is. Let's. Yeah, it's madness, but like, I'll do it.
I know.
I'll do it, and so will everyone else, and we won't stop.
Right, I don't have things that, I don't know, there is things.
Is there like a thing, is there a thing like people actually prefer blondes or brunettes, or does that matter? And I don't mean for you, I mean in general for your friends.
I think in general, there's definitely preferences, and it's probably slightly more for blondes. But for me, I don't really, I don't know, I won't really have a preference. I would say most of the girls I've been with are brunettes.
Yeah, I don't think there's no like stigma there for girls either. Like some girls have a preference that they like people with dark features or blonde or whatever. Probably more dark features from a girl's perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know, like, if you have a preference, it would more than likely be for someone with, like, darker features and also
it's quite
brown eyes, probably.
Ambitious for Ireland, isn't it?
Yeah, but again, I don't think there's as much of a thing that people think there is.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I think there's more people who don't really care, and when they see a good-looking person, they don't notice what colour their hair is. They're just a good-looking person.
Yeah, yeah.
Than there is people who go out and be like, oh, no, he doesn't have dark hair, I don't fancy him.
Yeah, like, I have friends that would have preferences, but, like, slight preferences.
Yeah, like, how much does that realistically come into play when you're out in the wild? It doesn't.
I think on dating apps,
that would definitely come more into play, I'd say, if you were that way inclined.
Yeah, fair point.
Do you know what I mean? Because you haven't spoken to the person.
Yeah.
Valid. Also, two or three texts in, I do not want to hear the question, what do you look for on Tinder?
That's a bit heavy.
Not you. Get out.
Meow.
What Hannah, do you look for on Tinder?
Sassy Hannah today.
No, but like, honestly, give me a break. Like, what do you look for on Tinder? I don't even know how old you are.
Both sexes are guilty of doing this.
Really?
It's just unnecessary.
It just kills the vibe so fast. If there was any kind of a vibe there, as soon as that message comes, like, ignored. That's the end of it.
Yeah, it's
maybe it's just because I don't know the answer, but still.
I just think if you're saying it that early, do you not have anything else to talk about?
Thing.
No, yeah, not even that. I just think you don't have interest in it. I don't know how to say it. Like,
you should
be trying to find out more about the person. Like, I'm making an effort to learn something about them. Not just jumping in with the fucking...
Yeah, I know. What you want out of this? Nothing now, buddy. Yeah. It's all gone.
Adios.
Adios, amigo. What else was I going to say? Anything? Oh, yeah. Do you remember what inspired this topic last week?
Yes. So,
not Sunday just gone, the previous Sunday, me and Ryan were sitting here getting ready to start recording, and I got a message on Tinder from a man, and it was like, hi, and then the next one was, nice peach emoji, and I text back, what an arsehole. I text back, right, peach emoji ? Right, and he texts back something else gross anyway, and I was just like, literally, get off the internet. Get off the internet. People like that should be culled.
Idiot. Like, it's pathetic, is what it is.
So pathetic. So pathetic. And the worst bit is, like, I will not swipe right on someone who's younger than me. Because I just can't anymore.
Boys' mental age is
like so far behind.
Years. It's at least 4 years. Like, without
this man... This man was 27 years old. Either 27 or 28, like.
He has a bit maturing to do.
bit of maturing. Who raised these animals?
I wish I knew.
Yeah. I don't really have anything else that typically people find attractive, I don't think.
I have questions, right?
Okay,
a couple.
On.
But you've covered one of them anyways.
Okay.
Is a fella's car important
for to a girl? Me, a little bit.
Okay, a little bit.
To me, a little bit. Because I am not going to drive... Now, this is actually false information because at the minute, at home, I do have a car that I don't really like, right? But that was a long story. But I'm not going to work hard to buy a car that I don't like because that's something that I value. Do you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I spend loads of time in my car and I really like to drive, so I want to like the car that I'm driving.
Yeah.
So... I think if they really like the car that they're driving, that's more important than whether I think it's a nice car. But if they're just like, oh, fuck it, it doesn't matter, then I'm like, well, like, what?
Okay.
Does
do you
that
think,
make sense?
Do you think, so not for you, but
okay,
in
now,
general.
Okay, if he is driving a really sexy car, it does make him slightly sexy.
Okay, well, then it does make a difference.
Yeah, sorry, not to lie. But I'm only speaking from my perspective, but I would say... Definitely, that's true in my opinion.
Okay, and do you think you're...
Not if he's an arsehole, though. Only if he's a nice fella. Go on.
Muscular. That's it. Like,
I
if
can't
he's...
hear you.
If he's shredded in the gym. Do you want someone who's shredded?
Me and the girls talked about this as well, right? That is okay. Not as important as people think it is. That is as important as people think it is. Some girls are that way inclined, that they are more likely to fancy like gym rat type people.
Mm-hmm.
Other girls are completely the opposite way inclined, that they hate people. They hate the look of that like gym rat thing.
Yeah.
For me, I'm somewhere in the middle.
Okay.
But you have to have other interests, in my opinion.
The gym can't be your personality.
Your personality. No, like, that's so unattractive to me. Like, fair play to you if you love the gym, but, like, you have to like other things as well, like.
Yeah, I would agree. What else?
What about for girls? Is that really important? Because let me phrase this in a way that I would never post a bikini picture on Tinder. Maybe when I was, like, 19, whatever. But now, like... Unless I have literal abs like Vogue Williams and like I have the shape of Kim Kardashian, like nobody needs to see that the first before they have even spoken to me, like.
Yeah.
So how important is it?
Wait, are you talking about the bikini picture?
No, like for a girl to be in really, really good shape.
I don't think it's important at all. I think similar to the point that you made, like someone who's in good shape is nice, but not essential.
Yeah.
And then the girls that it's not that it's nothing to do with how they look, but you know the girls that are like super, super, super like gym rat.
Yeah.
I don't really find that attractive, not because of the way they look, but I just think, like, if you're that obsessed with the gym, like, there's other things you can do.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel as well. Like, I'm not super, super, super gym rat.
Yeah.
And I can't really see myself being super, super, super gym rat. So, like, personality-wise, that's just not going to add up.
Yeah, I think that's what it is for me. It's kind of like... You just know you're not going to be compatible.
You're not going to be the kind of good crack that I want you to be honest.
Yeah.
Same. And I'm not going to be the kind of good crack that you want me to be if that's the way you are. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Last one.
I think though, sorry, just before you move on, I think that is a stigma that's more put on lads. Like, that girls really want a lad to be ripped and stuff.
Without,
yeah, 100%. I think that's true.
Bring back the dad bods.
No, that's not to say that girls aren't pressured into looking well and having a certain figure and a certain body type or whatever. But I think it is more put on lads that, like, a lot of people think that that's the way it is.
Yeah, I would agree.
Anyway, go on.
Last one is fancy brands or expensive brands.
I'm not a good person to ask about this one.
Expensive. So more expensive than like style. So I'm not talking about like someone who's trendy. Someone who has all expensive clothes.
Like, if you wear all branded clothes and you don't have style, it's worse than if you wear all not branded clothes and you don't have style. Because at least if you're wearing all not branded clothes and you don't have style, that's fine. But if you have money and you're wasting it on shite, then like, I just can't be around you.
Okay, and what about girls in general?
I think it would give a lot of girls the ick if they saw a lad in like fully kitted out and designer stuff.
So, no, I'm not talking about that. So if you see a lad in a Moncler polo, which is stupid money, do you go, oh, no way, that's Moncler, nice?
Not really.
Okay.
I'd be more attracted to a fella with style than a fella who's wearing a Moncler polo and a pair of skinny ripped jeans.
Okay.
100%. Good. Now, good answer. I also a bit of a designer hoe, for want of better words. Like, I love a designer brand, but I squirrel my money away and I save for the stuff that I want because I love it and it's something I'm like really into and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then I wear my designer stuff to death. So I know that sounds really shitty coming from me, but I would be far more attracted to someone who has style and isn't wearing brands than someone who's wearing brands and has no style.
See, because for them,
it's just about showing off the money. It's not about the clothes. For me, yeah, when I buy designer stuff, it's about the item because I love it.
Yeah. So that was kind of my point, is I think possibly a bit of a stigma that if a guy buys himself a Stone Island, whatever, that it will make him more attractive.
I think that could possibly come into play if you're going to a place where everyone's wearing the same thing. So if everyone's wearing a polo shirt and you're wearing a Stone Island polo shirt, then you might stand out. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, interesting. But does it?
Do you know? Here in Valencia, definitely not. Like, people, lads are so fucking stylish here. So stylish.
What about back home? See, I don't know. I don't think it is. Like, I think every time I see someone in a Moncler polo, because like that's a massive thing in Dublin, I just think, what a waste of money. No one's gonna actually think you're any cooler for wearing a really expensive top.
I don't know. It depends on the passion that they have behind it. Like, if you love it and you want to spend your money on it, do your thing. It's your money.
Yeah.
But like, to me, it's not necessarily gonna make someone more attractive if they're an arsehole.
That's very true.
You know? What's that saying? Can't put lipstick on a pig.
I've never heard of that.
I'm pretty sure that's it, but I could be wrong.
I've heard of fur coat, no knickers.
No, fur coat, no knickers is like me. I'll be absolutely skint and I'll be going around with like a designer bag because I will spend all my money on it because I like it that much.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? But no, you can't put lipstick on a pig is more like you can't make it, you know.
Oh, I know. Don't worry.
Yeah, sometimes if it's broken, it just can't be fixed. No matter how much money you spend on your fucking polo shirt.
You've heard it. Anyway. You've heard it here.
Now, I can't speak for everybody. You know that. I can only speak for myself. I just screamed into that mic.
Is that it? Are we done?
I think we're done. The last thing I wanted to say just before we go is that I will definitely be more attracted to someone if they're good crack than if they're good looking.
I obviously attraction first, but I am more attracted to a personality than looks.
Attraction first has only, I think, become a thing in our generation because we're all forced to meet predominantly online. Do you know, like, if you're not going out with someone from your hometown, you're meeting them on the apps. Nine times out of ten.
I kind of disagree. I think in a bar or wherever else you're going to meet that person, another person, even like back in the day, the first thing is attraction. That
yeah,
makes you
okay,
go.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true. But if they're boring as shit, like, you're going to walk away and you'll forget about them before the next time you go out again.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but yeah, that's all.
Okay. Well, let's wrap her up.
Let's wrap her up. I have to go to the pub again now.
I have to go study and have a shower.
Study? For what?
Work.
Interesting.
Maybe, like, bleep that out, just so I don't sound like a dork.
You are a dork, though. They know that already.
Yeah, I know. I don't hide it. Anywho's.
No. Okay. See yous later.
Ciao.
Ciao.
Ciao bello.
My friends,
oh, it's so European. Like, my German cousins love it.